This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This Iyun Shir is dedicated to the memory of the mother of my dear friend Reb Chaim Zeman, to the memory of Mrs. Bonnie Zeman, Alea Shalom, Brian Alea Bas Avigdor Yaakov Halevi, whose yahrzeit is today, Tes Adar, Tehei Nishmasa Tzurah B'Tzara Chaim. She should be Melitza Yishara for her whole family. Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Okay, good morning, friends, or good evening, wherever you may be. We're going to do a brief Iyun point. Maybe we could say it's somewhat connected to Purim, because it's really about Hanukkah. But it's about a point that the Gemara says regarding the liquids of Beis Mitbachaya. In the course of the Gemara's Shakla Vatarya, the Gemara says that if you could ask a question, you should ask the following question. We quote a brisa, Safek Mashkin Li Tame Tame. Safek, a liquid, whether it contracts tuma, it's tame. To be matame others, it's tahar. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. That regarding liquids making other things tame, it's tahar. Regarding it contracting tuma, it's tame. And Rabbi Elazar agreed with Rav Meir. Namely, that safek liquids contract tuma. And the Gemara said, well, how could you say Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rav Meir, but Rabbi Elazar said, "Ein tuma lamashkin kalikar." There is no tuma at all for liquids, and he brought a proof because there's a Mishnah in Idyos that Yosi ben Yoyezer Estrada testified about the kamtsa grasshopper that it's tahar, and on the liquids the almashkin beis mitbachaya that they're tahar. That liquids found in the slaughtering place in the beis hamikdash, all liquids are tahar. What does it mean, all liquids are tahar? That since Tumas Mashkin are Midrabanon, in the Beit Mitbachaya, we were not goyzer on liquids, so as not to be Marbe Tuma in the Azara. So what does this indicate? That Tumas Mashkin are Midrabanon. Right? The starting point is they were never goyzer Tuma Drabanon on liquids in Beis Mitbachaya, Shaloy Laharbis Tuma Ba'azara. That means Tumas Mashkin are Midrabanon. In that case, how could Rabbi Elazar say that Safek Mashkin Li Tame are Tame? How could Safek liquids be Tame, but liquids are only Tamei Midrabanan and Safek Drabanan Lukula? That's the Gemara's Kasha in Rabbi Elazar. The Ran points out that this is not inherently problematic, because you could have said that even though Mashkin are Tamei Midrabanan, we're still Machmer on a Drabanan. But because we just said earlier that Rabbi Elazar is Makel even on a Safek Dairaisa, there's no way he could be Machmer on a Safek Drabanan. So again, the question is, since Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Tuma LaMashkin Kolikar, which clearly means that Mashkin are only Midrabanan, in that case, how could Safek be Asar? The Gemara says this is good according to Shmuel, that when Rabbi Elazar said Tahar, it's only Tahar Melatame Achirim. But they do have Tumas Atzman. So if they have Tumas Atzman, Rabbi Elazar could hold, is Midaraisa. Therefore, we're Machmer by a Safek. But according to Rav, so it's according to Shmuel, it's good. Because according to Shmuel, Tumas Mashkin could be Midaraisa. But according to Rav, that Tumas Mashkin is Midrabanan, because Ein Tumas Mashkin Kol Iker, that's even Tumas Atzman, so then why would Rebbe Lezer be Machmer on a Safek? Okay? So that's again, that's the Gemara's Shakla Vatarya on Daf Yotes Amar Aleph, that there's a Machloikes, Rav and Shmuel, Legabe liquids in Bei Mitbachaya. Rav is of the opinion Tumas Atzman are Midrabanan, and Dachan is Tahar Mamish. So then how could we be Machmer by a Safek? Shmuel is of the opinion that Tumas Mashkin is Midairaisa, and therefore, on a Safek, you could be Machmer. So we're going to deal with the following amazing question of the Achronim. The question is, friends, we know the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that the Syrian Greeks entered the Heichal, and they were metame kol shmanim shebe Heichal. What happened? They were metame kol hashmanim shebe Heichal. So the question is, how are they metame kol shmanim shebe Heichal? But I thought Tomas be matbachaya tahar. Didn't Yosi ben Yoyezer Istreda testify on Mashkin basement Bechaya Dachan? So if Mashkin basement Bechaya Dachan, then how did the Greeks, how are they Metame, the oil of the Heichal? Oil in a Heichal is not, does not contract Tumah. This is like the question on Hanukkah that nobody ever thought of. Everybody has every other question under the sun. What about the most basic question? That the Rabbanan were not Goyzer on liquids in the Mikdash. You can't be Metame liquids in the Mikdash. How come nobody ever thought of that question? How did the Greeks, how are they metame the oil in the Mikdash? But Yosi ben Yoyezer is Tzreda testified on Mashkin Beis Mitbachaya that it's tahar. Why? Because since it's only Tamei Midrabanan, Loi Gazru Beis HaMikdash Kedei Shalei Laharbeis Tuma. Now, according to Rav, Mashkin Beis HaMikdash is not Tamei at all. So then you could ask a very strong question according to Rav. According to Shmuel, they are Tamei. So this is a question asked by Rav Yaakov Emden, by Rav Shmuel Shmelka Toivish, by Rav Yosef Shal Halevi Natanzan. Many Achronim asked this question. Let's try to see a little bit inside. We'll share a few approaches. You ever hear of Rav Shmuel?
Rabbi.
Yes.
Beis Mitzvachaya and Mikdash are the same?
Well, technically they're not the same. Beis Mitzvachaya is the Makayim Hashchita. But
so what would the Shevet would be? But the Shevet would be elsewhere.
But if you look in the Lashon of the Ran on the second wide line, it says the reason why they were not Goyzer Tumah and Beis Mitzvachaya is Shaloi Laharbeis Tumah Be'azara. So if it's Kadesh Laharbeis Tumah Azara, how were the Yevanim Metame the oil in the Azara? The question is presupposing that this leniency applies to the whole Azara.
No, but the
right, so you want to answer that the din that Mashkin Beit Mitzvachaya Tahar is only in the butcher house. It might be because they didn't want to be Marbet Tumah in the Azara, but they were never lenient in the whole Azara. They were only lenient where the liquids were most prevalent in the beginning. So you want to answer the leniency is only in the Beit Mitzvachaya. The reason is so as not to be Marbet Tumah ba'Azara, but they never extended it to the whole area of the Azara. I hear what you're saying. As far as I know, that answer is not given. Why it's not given, not sure.
Well, I always learned that if it wasn't given, not a good answer.
Well, yeah. No, I you know, I'm not familiar with everyone who asks the question, everyone gives the answer. But that's the question. Okay, it's asked by Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Marak Tzia, Siman Tafresh Ayin. The Marak Tzia is very impossible to read. They don't have a good printing of the Marak Tzia that's available. On at least on Oitzer Chachma. Okay, let's see a question inside. Rav Shmuel Shmelka Toivish, these are Hagois in the back of the Shas, brings Yadua Gamkin Kushas Hagoina Muvak Ri Me Hamburg Tehiksha Mahoya Hanes Chanukah Mishum Deloy Timu Hashmanim Vehechayo Yachlu Latame Hashmanim. How could they have been Matame the Shmanim? Vahaloi Mavur Bipsachim Dav Tezayin Heyed Rav Yosi Ben Yoyezer Al Mashkin Beis Mitzvachaya Dachan Im Kain Loi Nitme Uklal Hashmanim. If so, the Shmanim were never Nitma to have a Mashka Beis Mitzvachaya Ad Kan Dvarav Hani'imim. How could the Yevanim ever contaminated the oil, but the oil is considered a liquid of the Beis Mitzvachaya? So Rav Shmuel Shmelka Toivish says like this. Again, we pointed out that this is only a question on Shmuel. According to Rav, I'm sorry, it's only a question on Rav, who says, Ein Tameim Klal. But according to Shmuel, they are Tameh, they're just not Metameh Achirim. So Rav Shmuel Shmuel Tavir says, Afiyan Nias Daiti Nera Loi Kashamidi. It's not a question at all. Why is it not a question at all? Because the din of Beis Mitbachaya in a matame, the Haloi Rav Shmuel Pligi B'divei Rav Yosef Ben Yezer Esreda. La Rav Desvirulei Dachan Mamash. Rav says the liquids are not matame at all. So it's a big kasha on Rav, because according to Rav, they're mamish tahar. It doesn't contract tuma at all. But if you look in Psachim and Daf Yad Zayin, you'll find when we say mashka beis mitbachaya dachan mamish, that's only the blood and the salt. But other liquids, oil and wine, the din is that they are matame, and the rabbanan were goyzer tuma on them. Okay, so Rav who says beis mitbachaya loy matame, it's only going on blood and salt. But other liquids are considered are tamei. So according to Rav, there's no question. The din of beis mitbachaya dachan does not apply to oil. And according to Shmuel, even though it applies to oil, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Yud Zayin says Shmuel holds it applies to oil, but Shmuel says that they do contract tuma. It just it doesn't give tuma to others. The svirle mashka beid mechaya dachan hasvirle dachan malatame achirim aval tumas atzman yeshlehem. So Rav Shmuel Shmuel Kotovir says mimanav shach. We have a good answer. In Rav who says that it's tahar mamish, that only applies to blood and salt. It doesn't apply to oil. And according to Shmuel who says the leniency applies to oil, but that leniency is only that it's not matame achirim. Another answer of Shmuel Shmuel Kotayvish gives is the din that Mashkin Bein Mitbachaya Dachan is only in the Azara. But what if it was taken out of the Azara and it was contaminated and it was brought back in, then it would be Tameh. So the miracle was they could have taken the oil out, contaminated there, and then brought it back in, then it would be Tameh. So the miracle was they found it with the signet of the Kohen Gadol, which indicated that it was never touched. So Mashkin Bei Mitbachaya Tahar means if it was in the Bei Mitbachaya, but if it was contaminated out of Bei Mitbachaya, it would be Tameh. Rav Yaakov Emden gives a similar answer to Rav Shmuel Shmuel Kotayvish, and that is the din that Mashkin Bei Mitbachaya Tahar, again, according to Shmuel, it's Tameh. It's just Tahar from Bei Mitameh others. But it's only for blood and water or salt. So, again, like we pointed out, the same answer as Rav Shmuel Shmuel Kotayvish. Here's a very interesting answer that I wanted to share with you. You know, the Me'iri in Psachim Daf Yud Zayin says that it's only Tameh Tahar Ben Mekaymai. If you, like we just pointed out, we know that when the Yevanim came into the Heichal, the following principle was activated. Ba'u Pritzim V'Chalaluha. The wanton ones came and they desecrated it. Which means that the moment the goyim came into the heichal, the kedusha of the heichal dissipated. It was paka. You know, there's a famous chsam sofer. And the Gemara in Tainis says that Rabbi Yochanan says that if he was around, he would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th. Why? Because the majority of the Heichal burnt down on the 10th. And what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say, no. Chachamim say, Aschalta de Paranusa Adifa. The main punishment, the main tragedy is the beginning of the Paranus. Okay? The Chassam Sofer explains, what's the logic of the Chachamim? The logic of the Chachamim is they utilize the principle of Bo'u Pritza Mechaluha. The wanton ones came and they defiled the Heichal. Which means as follows. The fact that the Heichal burned down on the 10th was not a tragedy because it wasn't a Heichal, it wasn't a Mikdash, because the Kedusha left. The tragedy was that they set fire to a heichal. But once they set fire, it wasn't a heichal anymore because the kedusha departed, the kedusha left. The tragedy was that they ignited it. But once they ignited it, the fact that it burnt, it was not a holy structure that was burning. So the Shaul Meshav says as follows. The din that Bei Mitvachaya Tahar is in order not to promote and to magnify Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, they decreed that liquids do not contract Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. But once the Yevanim came into the Mikdash, it wasn't a Mikdash anymore. The Kedusha left the Mikdash. So once it's not a Mikdash, the Gezerah, the Din Derabanan, that Mashke Bei Mitvachaya Tahar, no longer applies. It only applies to a Mikdash. But once the Yevanim came in, Bo Pritzim Chalu, it's not a Mikdash anymore. That's the answer of the Shoyel Meshev, Madura Kama, Chelek Gimel, Simen Mem Dalet. The Meiri Yimsachim also says the same idea, that this din, Mashka Bei Mitvachaya Tahar, is only B'Makaymai. But if it was Nitmo B'Chutz, then of course it's Tameh. So Rabbi Yitzchak Sarotskin brings the same answer, that since the Mikdash was Yatzel L'Chulin, because of the principle, Bo'u Pritzim V'Chaleluha, so the Shemen in it was like Shemen that left, and it could contract Tumah. So Rabbi Yitzchak Sarotskin says this is the meaning of what we say in Ma'isur Yeshuasi. We say Yevanim Nikbitzu Alai Azabi Mechashmanim Upartzu Chaymais Migdalai. They breached the walls, and once they breached the walls, Vitimu Kalashmanim, they were able to contaminate the oils. But before they breached the walls, they couldn't contaminate because it wouldn't have been Tameh, because we would have applied the rule of Shemen Bei Mitmachaya Tahar. But once they partsu Chaymais Migdalai, so the Kedusha of the Mikdash was Paka, so now they're able to be Nitma'u Kal Hashmanim. So we suggested today three answers to the question of how in the times of Hanukkah they were able to contaminate the oil in the Mikdash. Number one, it's Rav and Shmuel Lashitase. Rav, who says that oil is subject to the leniency of Mashkin Bei Mitvachaya Tahar, Rav says, okay, Rav, who says that Tahar Lagamri, Rav, who says Tahar Lagamri, even it doesn't contract Tumah, he says it doesn't apply to oil. Shmuel, who says that it applies to oil, says it only applies to oil, that it's not metame others. So according to Rav and Shmuel, the question is answered. Another possible answer Reb Shmuel Shmelko Toivish gives is that they took the oil, they could have taken the oil out and be metamed it there. The answer the Shaul Meshev gives is not that they could have contaminated it outside, but once they entered the Heichal, it didn't have the status of the Heichal anymore, so it's like it became contaminated outside. Okay, so these are three possible approaches based on what we learned in the Gemara. Our Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Idyos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Mashkin, Beis Mitvachaya, Dachan is Tahar. So how were the Yevanim Metame? So either it doesn't apply to oil, or they could have taken it out, or once they defiled the Heichal, this leniency no longer applies. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great rest of the day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Take care, Abavi. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.